Okay. Hey. So when they were safely out of the city, one of the angels ordered, "Run for your lives. Don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley." I think it's time to talk about the run, because I think the run sort of completes. No, it doesn't complete. You never get it a complete ball. But we talked about being a faithful one. And being a faithful one is something we need. And so, after talking about being a faithful one, we realize that part of being a faithful one is to come to the place where we say, enough of this. Enough of things defeating us in our lives. Enough of things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. We need to come to a place where we realize just how important it is to stay faithful and to fight against anything that's pulling us back. We go through things. First maybe we don't even know Christ. Maybe we go to church. And then we want a little bit more. We get to experience God, and we realize that maybe there's more, but we don't want to offend anybody. We don't want to have anybody think that we think that we're better than anybody else, and we never are better than anyone, but we're fortunate. We're fortunate. Blessed are you because it's been given to you to know the Lord. But finally, it needs to become important to us, important enough to realize that we need to run. Paul said, run this race to win. This isn't a game, it's not a scrimmage, it's not just for fun, it is for life, and that's not scary, that's joyous, because we need to have life. And it's not so much of running away from anything as it is running to life. But part of running to life is running. We're not just going to sit back and, well, hope everything works out. Why would we want to do it? We don't want to just hope everything works out. You know, we don't work and then hope we get a paycheck. We want to know that we're going to, and we want to know that God is faithful, even as the song that we often sing is, you know, you never stop working, even when I can't see it. Oh, man, I know you're working. I know you're working. Maybe I have to close my eyes and imagine, but I know you're working. And I just want to run to that assurance. Because if we take a stand for Christ, there's always going to be somebody to try to take away from it. Or there's going to be something that comes against it. And there's going to be someone that says, well, I thought everything worked out for good for you people who follow God. You always talk about how good God is. And boy, at that point, we need to run to the goodness of God. We don't want to just ease up and say, I thought so too, but I guess maybe he doesn't have success planned for me in this. God says, I'll grant you good success. So we've got to just keep holding on to that. And if what I have planned doesn't work out, then I'll run to what God has planned. I'll run to what he says. I was running back and forth, taking Vicky to Rapid for our new grandbaby. And for me to get to hold her a little bit and for Vicky to stay and help our daughter. And we had some bad weather, and I'd driven on bad roads on Wednesday, and I figured that they would stay bad, but I made it on Wednesday, so on Friday, that was my plan. I was going to go that way just because I knew what that was going to be, and I wasn't sure about the other routes. And I was getting ready to go. I was pouring my coffee in my thermos, and just clear as could be, God said, go south. I'll be honest with you, I had figured out the other way, and I knew every reason why south could be a mistake. And I got to be honest and say that I almost took a look at the 511 road report again. I'd looked at it an hour earlier. I was up early to get ready to go and read my Bible and pray and seek the Lord. And just like that, just with no absolute warning, not with me even asking God, which way should I go for sure? Nothing. He just says, go south. Well, I resisted the urge to look back. I resisted the urge to go my own way. I resisted the urge to at least look at the app. And I just said, okay, Lord, you say go south. That's where I'm headed. I'm going your way. Now, that doesn't seem like a real big deal. I mean, it was a big deal. It gave me something to praise the Lord about for the whole trip there, and to tell Vicki about the trip back, because it was perfect. It was perfect. It couldn't have been any clearer. It couldn't have been any easier. I was prepared to drive on ice for 50 miles or 70 miles because I knew I could do that. And, man, I drove on dry roads. So it was just awesome. And what I did was I ran to God's idea. Now, I maybe jogged to begin with, but I sprinted once I got on the road. And it's just simple things like that, to just learn to trust God. To just trust God. And in order to trust God, we need to know God. And to know God, you know, sometimes we've got to run past, over, around, and through the barriers that keep us from that. Because the devil hates Jesus. And he hates you. Don't think he doesn't hate you. He hates everyone. He doesn't want anyone to come close to the glory of God. And so he's going to fight and lie and cheat and steal, because that's just the way that it is. But you see, if he can keep us thinking, oh, no, 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 no. He tries to fool us into thinking that he isn't doing anything and lies to us about Jesus. That Jesus is doing anything, that he cares about us, that he's going to help us. And you see, if we don't believe, that's why the Bible says that if you're going to have faith, you got to believe that God is. We've got to believe that God is everything that God says that he is. We just believe that above everything else. And you've got to run past. You got to run right past those lies. You know, if you read the Pilgrim's Progress, you know, He was deterred and derailed and DD'd. He was doubling down, but he would always come back. Man, set your mind to be a faithful one. I'm going through. We sang a chorus years ago. Probably we'll sing it next time we get together. I'm going through. I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. And I'll take the road of the Lord's anointed few. I started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. You see, gotta rejoice in that. So many times people just don't get what's so great about God. You know, what's you so happy about? Well, I lived the party life, and sometimes you had to work your way into the party. Sometimes you had to catch, oh, I get it. Or it's like sitting around and people are telling jokes and you don't get it. You know, well, hey, the enemy does everything he can to keep us from getting it. To keep us from understanding. The Lord says, pray for understanding. You will get understanding. If you seek me, you'll find me. You know, and so we got to learn to, you know, maybe we start out easy, you know, running. Running is something that, you know, some people just do. They're naturals, you know. I used to run, but I liked sprints. I didn't like long distance. And then I started running long distance, and I just learned to like running long distance. Maybe it's time I picked up my mileage again. But, you know, so many times people say, you know, I want to be faithful. It's almost like somebody saying, well, you know, I'd like to have a job. I just don't want to work. I'd like to have that job, but I don't like to get up in the morning. I'd like to have that job, but I can't stay awake at night. You know, there's always that reason that they would like to, they just don't. Part of the angel's warning was run for your life and don't look back. The enemy will always be wanting you to turn around. He'll always be wanting you to look back. You come to Jesus and the only thing you need to look back for is to look at how well God has led you along. Your history before Christ, the only thing that it is good for anymore is to encourage and help somebody else to go. Come on, run. Run with me. When my wife and I started running together, I used to run behind her and watch how she stepped. I did the same thing with my kids because all it takes some time is to just correct the step a little bit and help. Now, I'm no expert. Don't get me thinking that I am. But I can tell if somebody's throwing their leg out or turning their foot or whatever to help them run. Years and years ago, my nephew and I were on a run. And I asked him how his relationship with Jesus was because he got all excited and filled and loving Jesus as a kid right here in Hosanna. And he just was real honest. Praise God. He was just real. He said it's probably not as good as it could be. And I said, well, run. Work on it. And praise the Lord. He did. He has. And he continues to. And he's raised his family. But you know, sometimes that's all it takes. That angel gave them the best advice that they could possibly have. Of course, he had a good leader and a good teacher. But he said, run for your life. Don't look back. There's nothing to go back to. Once you've seen Jesus, once you've known the goodness, there's nothing to go back to. There's no sense in it. Don't go back. Keep pressing. Keep believing. Keep yourself in the love of Christ. Keep yourself. Keep running. Keep looking to the promises of God because he's a promise keeper. That's what he is. He's a promise keeper. He's a way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a light in the darkness. There's another song. But that's what he is. And then that song goes on to say, that is who you are. 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 Hallelujah. And we worship you, Lord. See, that's who God is. So then when the enemy comes, when something comes to try to steal that, you just say, no. And you run to who he is. You run to him. You run to him. Tell him. There was an old song that said, tell him he's the one. Tell him. Run to him. Make it worth, get the understanding that's worth everything to you. Because you see, that's what happened with Lot's wife. We don't know why she looked back. You know? Yeah, was there something there she wanted? Did she just want to see, you know, what was really going to happen? Or did she get worried about her friends? You know, best thing you can do for your friends is to get as close as God as you possibly can. Run to him. run to him. And because when you're wrapped up in him, you got confidence, you got assurance, you've got joy. You got joy that just comes, you know, I'll get joy whenever I remember God just said, go south. You know, tonight the wind's blowing from the south, and so I don't want to run south. But, you know, you get joy out of those little things, you see, because there's nothing small with God, but still there are the most amazing things, you know. It might be wait, and if God says wait, just wait. Just wait. If you're walking, stop. If you're about to do something, wait. And if God says go, then go. Other times people will say, well, I just don't feel strong enough. Hey, you aren't. But God is. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you can't do it looking back, and you can't do it going backwards. You got to do it going forward. You got to put in the effort. It really is good to read the Bible. It really is good to talk to God. It really is good to look unto the hills. Your help comes from the Lord. Look, I will look up. I will look up. There's something about that. That if we will pause and just begin to look up. Look at the floor and now just start easing your way up. And as you're easing your way up, honestly, you can feel God encouraging you. And you look up. And when you're looking up, praise the Lord. Just praise him and just give him thanks. Tell him that you love him. I mean, that's a sprint to the heavenly places. It's a finish. I used to help coach a track team and would just say, come on, kick, come on, kick, come on, kick. That's what they call it. Run, go, go, go. It's when you're so tired that you can't move, but you got to keep going. One time Vicki and I were running in a road race, just a recreational road race, but she was running so well, and so we ran together, and we took off, and we ran the first mile way, 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 way too fast. I looked at my watch. I said, oh, man. And I just said, look, I'm running with you all the way. I'm not worried about the guys' part of it. I'm going to run with you because you have started this race, and I'm going to encourage you, and you're going to win this race. And she did. She won that race. Sometimes you're going to be coming alongside people to help them and encourage them. But you got to be practiced up in order to run ahead of them or run with them or encourage them. You have to experience what God has for you. And so you may not be strong enough sometime, and God will come alongside to help you. Someone else may need to. Someone else may need to be just gently challenged to just, come on, Jesus, let Jesus help you. Let him help you. I see so much in the hearts and the eyes. You know, I go to jail, and it's just so rewarding to see lights come on and see people just kind of think, you know, I can come back. I can be successful. Not just I can be greatly successful, but I'm gonna have to say enough to the things that have robbed me. I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna be faithful to this. I'm gonna stick with this. I'm going to do whatever it takes for this. That's what I'm going to do. I can do this, and I'm going to run. I'm going to run this race to win. Just run to God. Run to him in the night when something's troubling you, when you can't sleep. Run to him in the morning when you get up. Run to him when you get bad news. Run to him when you get good news. Just run. Just run. Just run to him. Don't wonder, well, I don't know. Because sometimes people will say, well, I don't want to bother God. There's other people that need him more than me. I mean, that sounds noble, but it's crazy. Because God's got plenty for everybody. And he said that he would supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. All of them. He said that he would. You know, he said, try me in this. Prove me. Prove me. See if I won't do abundantly above and beyond what you can hope or imagine. I mean, just knowing that it's a possibility, that's enough reason to run to him. To just go, because you know what? Even if you had tremendous success, overwhelming success, that doesn't matter if it's financial or whatever, you know, that doesn't satisfy. Not completely. There's always something missing. And when we run to Jesus, there's nothing missing. All we need to do is just seal that deal. We've all come short of the glory of God. But we haven't all gotten up and ran to him. We haven't all trusted him to the max. We haven't. And we can all improve on that. But we have to improve in order we have to decide to do it. We have to decide to go ahead and do it. We have to take that step. And then we have to take another step. And then we have to pick up speed and get there. So just run. Set your mind on Jesus. If you've never done that before, that's okay. Run. I've had people say, well, yeah, but what if I mess up? You won't be the first. David would qualify as a pretty big mess up. Paul was a pretty big mess up when he was Saul, but he just said, look, I was ignorant. Here's the thing, and I don't want to insult anybody, I don't want to offend anybody, but here's the deal. Until we run to Christ, we're living in ignorance of what's the very best thing for us. Because the Lord himself is going to return with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And those who have died in Christ are going to come right up out of the grave. And then the rest that are alive, I don't know if I'm going to be alive or I'm going to come out of the grave, but I'm coming. And we'll be caught up together with the Lord in the air. Now, that's not, oh, there you go. End of the world, waiting for Jesus. Yeah, that it's just a fact. But the greatest thing until that thing comes is life in Christ Jesus. The encouragement to keep going. The promise of his peace. The rejoicing with those who rejoice and the weeping with those who weep and the comfort of Christ. The comfort of a life with Christ, the comfort of a Father and Son and Holy Spirit, the comfort of that kind of a gathering of friends. Run to it. We can't imagine. The Bible says, you've heard it. If you haven't heard it, here's the truth that's really good. Eye has not seen nor ear heard what God has planned. The mind can't even imagine what God has planned for those who love him. It's a promise. Become as a little child with the Lord every day is a happy day. Because we can choose to be happy. We can choose to run this race to win. So I'm not telling you anything new. If you've ever heard the truth, this is just an encouragement to get up and get at it. It challenges me. Keep running. Keep running. I don't want to calm down. I don't want to lose my zeal. I don't want to mellow out. I want to go running to the Lord. And I'm sure you do too. God bless.